Another one Emoto did, I shared this with JJ. Cooked three things of rice, put them in jars. Three things of rice. Okay? A lot of you have seen this. And different rooms. Loving comments to one, hateful comments to one. No, ignored one for 30 days, then 60 days, then 90 days. Which one did the best?
The loving one.
Which one did the worst?
Ignored one.
Okay. And who would have thought that? The one that was completely ignored did far worse than the one that received the hateful comments. And that came from the person. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you this. Our belief system, the reason that split personality does what it does, okay, is because it is saying, I am this. Whatever the changes are, happen at that split second, and it changes from all of this to all of this. It is saying, I am this. And there is a full belief behind it. There is not a series of affirmations trying to change a belief over the course of several months or several years. There is a complete change of this is like changing an engine in a car. There's a whole new engine, okay? And there's a whole new transmission in a split second. And instead of saying, I am this, it is now saying, I am this. And all of the changes take place instantly. When we talk about faith, we have to include that faith includes the faith of a mustard seed can change, can move a mountain. And when we say faith, I'm not saying it's wrong, but faith is, what was your definition? Knowing that when I go to the supermarket, there's going to be food there for me to buy, but that doesn't move a mountain. Faith has to be able to, when I look at this tree, uproot it, and then plant it in a seed, and then it grows in the seed. I think that's in Luke. Okay? And just believing doesn't do that. It has to include that. So these are different aspects. But altogether, what is the time?
11:03.
I've got just
15 more minutes.
Okay. And then we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. Because I'm not done. We have a belief system. And you have to build faith. Tell me again the quote you said. No, the about
evil.
Okay. Yeah, evil.
Evil is anything that inhibits.
Evil is anything that inhibits freedom. If you are inhibiting your faith, anything that inhibits faith, would that be inhibiting freedom? That question has to be asked. If you're inhibiting the way you pray, the way that you should be praying, because Joseph Smith said we should be praying like gods, not like anything else. Is that evil? If we're not embracing the true nature of ourselves and the true nature of God, if we're embracing the nature of God, another nature of God, is that inhibiting the freedom? My answer is yes. So if we are doing anything to inhibit faith, is that evil? Okay, my premise on this is that if we are doing anything to inhibit faith, And instead of using the word evil, I'm just going to say, then it's not working. Okay? It's not working. And my conclusion, from reading all those books all those years, I was looking for faith. My soul said, these are the steps of faith. I couldn't remember these steps. I was looking for faith in the power that was delivered to me. I couldn't remember it, but I believed that when I seen it, I would remember it. And I searched the world's religions for that equation that I once saw, for faith, and I couldn't find it anywhere in the world. And my conclusion was, is that the world is without faith. And I'm going to back that up right now by saying that if you are not doing these things as a God, if you don't have in your mind how a God would do each of these seven things, and if you are not doing them like a God, then you are inhibiting freedom. And if you are inhibiting freedom, you're doing it wrong. And if you, these things, each one of them, if we had time, we could delve into each one of these, because each one of these build faith. We talked about this, dang it. Be glad you don't have the problem that your mouth goes dry when you get excited. When a little 4-year-old boy, let's go back, when a 1.5-year-old takes 10 steps for the first time instead of just one, their eyes get really big and they immediately look to their mom or their dad with an expression. Okay? And it's, did you see that? Did you see what I just did? Right? And that is what happens. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Artie. And that is what happens every time you do one of these the way God would do them. And when that happens, your belief in that increases, and the strength of that belief increases in that. Okay? And over the course of time, the strength in your belief in these things builds and continues to strengthen. Okay? You keep having these moments, like a 2-year-old child, where every time you do this, this is engaging the process. Every time you do one of these things, over and over again, your belief level raises, because belief is part of it, and it strengthens, and there's a point where it is strong. And then what happens? And then we have the formula for exercising faith, which is the song of the 144,000. You make the connection. You're grateful that God has revealed the light to you. It's important what light you connect to. Okay, we use extreme examples to make our point sometimes. The scientists point, I don't know what kind of laser it is. It's a green laser, that's what I see. And they point it at a salamander egg. Okay? And then they take that same laser and they point it at a frog egg. And then what is born out of the frog egg is a salamander. Okay? It's important what light we let into us. Okay? We're grateful for the light that God has revealed to us. We're grateful that we've been taught how to meditate and who to connect to, our souls and to the Christ. We're grateful for those connections, okay? Because light's coming through those connections. grateful for the Christ consciousness raising up in us. We are grateful that God is in us and we are in Him. Then we are ready to do His will. And those energies come through us and we direct them to help humanity. If we have prepared ourselves with faith, if we don't have any faith, then we cannot direct the energy that is being sent through us. Okay? We can say the prayer and we can think about it and we can visualize it, but nothing's going to happen if we don't have the faith to make it happen. The faith is the key to making the prayer of the 144,000 become real. Nowhere on the planet are these things being taught correctly. So nowhere on the planet can anyone have faith. If this is being taught incorrect, if this is being taught incorrect, if this is being taught... Okay, I brought up the analogy of a human cell. This is the same as a human cell. A human cell has to be connected with a blood vessel that is giving it the proper oxygen levels and nutrition. If it doesn't, then what? Then it gets sick and inflammation sets in. If it doesn't correct, then chronic inflammation sets in. If it doesn't correct, then long-term chronic inflammation turns into some kind of disease. Okay? This is the same thing. If we don't correct, this is our species-specific design on how we live. This is what we did for millions of years before we started incarnating. And when we buy into untrue. Give me synonyms for untrue.
False. Illusion.
Short form.
Are you talking about a parrot?
Man-made.
Okay.
False.
Bootlegs of the original.
Counterfeit.
Counterfeit. Okay. Thank you. That was one I was trying to zero in on, counterfeit. When we buy into counterfeit systems where they present this system, but it's counterfeit. Okay, what does a counterfeit $100 bill do for you? Well, maybe it gets you thrown in prison. Okay, is it going to buy you $100 worth of goods? Maybe you go to prison. All these systems out here contain the same thing, and we go, yeah, I know how to do it because I learned this already. Okay? If it's counterfeit, it doesn't work. And if it's counterfeit, you are not functioning to the specific species design. You are eating store-bought dog food and you're a carnivore. Okay? You're going to become inflamed. You're going to become diseased. And it's not going to work for you. Faith is over the course of time. Okay. What is sorcery? The spirit of sorcery is shortcuts. It is an easier, softer way. It is buying into the counterfeit illusions out there that all I have to do is say this meditation and I'll ascend to that point and I don't have to do all the work to get there. All I have to do is show up and do this one event, and then I'll be there. That is the spirit of sorcery. The spirit of sorcery is, I don't have to take the steps to heal myself. I just have to take this pill. I'm in trouble because of that. When you go through the process, and you do these steps, every single time you do this and it works, it builds the strength of your faith and your belief. And then there's a point in time where you will, when called upon, because there's going to be a time when you're called upon, your faith will be sufficient to do whatever you're called upon to do. And that's what we're going to, when we come back from break, hang on just a second. Just so you don't get lost at break and don't come back. This is a quote from DK. This Lucy shared this in our chat room. Did you get this from the Externalization of the Christ?
Possibly, you have to read it. So.
Okay. Really? Yes, true. You share a lot of.
Well, I'm reading right now. I'm reading Grace and Initiation. I have read Externalization, so I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, the quote is this: "This time, the Christ will not come alone, for his co-workers will come with him. His experience and theirs will be a reverse of the previous one. For this time, every eye shall see him, and every ear will hear him, and every mind will pass judgment upon him." So she typed this out, and then she had like three questions. Now, here's the thing. I forgot to do this, but I'm going to do it right now. Same thing that JJ did. I received this, but I might be 100% wrong. So you're going to have to run this by the soul. Hey, still small voice is not going to work with this one. Still small voice is JB. Not going to work. You will have to obtain soul contact to get a witness of this. But I wrote her back instantly and said, "You are going to blow my grand finale at the gathering if you continue this line of thought." Okay? So the thing is that for a couple years now in our triad group, we have been experiencing at times, and it's happened quite a bit in different areas, you know, sporadic spurts of shared mind experiences. And it's happened a lot between me and Tyler. We had an event that we pieced together a complex puzzle between four people, and we could not have completed that puzzle unless all four people participated in what they had received. And the message is group work. That's the message. The message is not what we receive. The message is we're beginning to work as a group instead of individually. And anyway, so this was another instant. So I had to say, she's a lawyer. So I know what she was doing. She locked her pimple jaws into something, and she wasn't going to let go until she found that answer.
I'm a
dental
lawyer.
Stop. Because you know, we get on the same, and all of a sudden, one or two or three other people in the group start thinking the same thing, and they don't know why, and I knew why. So, me and Lucy had done this two or three times, and so anyway, that's where that came from. But I had received an explanation to this months before she wrote that, and it's more than an explanation, and I'm going to give that. And
when we come back,
yeah, and